telling these tears to go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what's up, everybody? Welcome, my name's Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady, economist, and commentator right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a lot of ground to cover today, some breaking news that has been going on, but let us begin with an homage to Cecile Richards, the former head of Planned Parenthood and a women's rights activist. She served as the president of Planned Parenthood, let's see here, from, I believe, 2006 to 2018. She was diagnosed with glioblastoma in 2023, which she revealed to The Cut, and she passed away last night, surrounded by her family and her ever-loyal dog, Ollie. In a tribute to her today, her family told those who would like to celebrate Miss Richards' memory to put on some New Orleans jazz and gather with friends and family over a good meal. I think that is really solid advice for all of us in these troubling times. There's a quotation of Cecile Richards, which I shared on my LinkedIn, which you can find. It's under Margaret Dawn because that's my business. That's my full name for business purposes on LinkedIn. I've shared this quote, but this is what Miss Richards had to say to each and every one of you and me and all of us together. It's not hard to imagine future generations one day asking, when there was so much at stake for our country, what did you do? The only acceptable answer is everything we could. So let us take heart today. Together, we're going to cover the tough news. We're going to have some conversations about it. But remember, again, to take care of yourself, as her family asked, with some tunes and some fellowship with those you love. And to remember, we can do that and take care of ourselves and each other, and yet do everything that we could when there is so much at stake for our country. Again, my personal thanks to Miss Cecile Richards for everything she's done for women, for women's rights, and for this country. And a little history reminder, Cecile Richards is the daughter of former Texas Governor Ann Richards. Yes, folks, there was a time when there was a Democratic female governor of the state of Texas. All things are possible. History moves in arcs and waves. But we've got to remember, there's always the long game. And I hope that here on this program, while we will talk about the tough stuff that's happening in the news, my hope, my goal is to always give you a bit of hope. And also, hey, what can we do in the middle of all of this? The other bit of breaking news and an example of what can we do, coming largely from government lawyers, which I used to be one, today, various states and civil rights groups have filed a lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of Donald Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. There's a variety of legal actions. The biggest one includes 18 states, New Jersey, New York, California, that was filed in Massachusetts, saying that the order violates the constitutional rights of thousands of children and imposes undue costs on local jurisdictions that would lose federal funding tied to Medicaid and children's health insurance. The District of Columbia and the City of San Francisco also joined that filing. There's a separate lawsuit brought by a different group of states, including Arizona and Washington. That was filed, again, a little bit before we came on the air. Then, finally, the ACLU and the Lawyers for Civil Rights filed lawsuits in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, respectively, on behalf of parents whose children would not be eligible for citizenship under Trump's order. Let us not forget where birthright citizenship came from. And after this brief reminder, I'm going to move into the Alien Enemies Act, which I promised you yesterday I would cover today to explain to you what it is, what it means, what Trump's invocation of it yesterday might mean for you and yours and your family's health and wellness. We'll get to all of that. But let's first remind ourselves where birthright citizenship came from. It is enshrined in the 14th Amendment of our Constitution. And it came about after the Civil War, after this war that was fought to stop the enslavement of human beings in this country. And it was necessary to confer the benefits of full citizenship on human beings that our country had enslaved, abused, and exploited since our country's founding to enrich ourselves and our country. That's where birthright citizenship came from. Now, as a point of legal interpretation, let me be very clear. There has never been any question that a president can overrule or wipe away rights granted by the Constitution with an executive order. Now, there's a small area of gray on that, and I'm going to talk about that with respect to the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. So it was fitting to begin today, not only with a memorializing of Cecile Richards, but also with the acknowledgement of these lawsuits which are being filed. There was no question that this was going to happen. Most legal scholars, including even the most conservative legal scholars, Federalist Society type folks, believe that this is an unconstitutional executive order. You can't just wipe away constitutionally granted rights in an executive order. So with all of that, I want to jump right into the Alien Enemies Act. And just in case you're wondering, of course, I'm going to get to the January 6th pardons. That is on the docket for today on the Maggie Dawn Show. I want to talk to all of you about it. And what are your thoughts about these? You know, this was a promise made and kept by Donald Trump. We're going to get into all of that. But I wanted to start with just a legal overview of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, a reminder of when it's been used in this country before and why it is so controversial. And this history is very important because oftentimes it is in moments when we are very afraid for very real reasons, very legitimate reasons, but when we are afraid in this country, when our sovereignty has been challenged, or for example, in the wake of 9/11, when we are afraid, that is when our democracy is tested, when our commitment to human rights and civil rights becomes tested. Because the two policy goals, which I think all of us, regardless of party, share, is that we both believe our government should keep us safe from harm, but we also believe in individual rights and liberties. And it is in moments where our safety is threatened, where we feel afraid, that our human instinct is to trade away the protections of civil rights, the protections that our Constitution has enshrined, either to trade them away in entirety or to let them be eroded. Death by a thousand cuts, if you will. Recall, if you will, following 9/11, the Patriot Act was voted for nearly unanimously in the U.S. Senate. 99 senators voted for the Patriot Act, despite the fact that it authorizes secret warrants, tapping of American citizens, and all sorts of things that I think in the days before 9/11, most Americans, regardless of party, would have been quite disturbed by. The one vote against the Patriot Act was cast by none other than Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold. So with that as the big context, right, that when we are afraid, our inclination or the two policy goals that come into conflict and that we have to, with reason, with intentionality, with deliberation, the two policy ends that come into conflict that we have to resolve is that we want our government to ensure our safety and security. And we also are a nation that believes in individual rights and civil liberties. These are shared principles and goals and values that we all want. And it's just from an even bigger perspective, legitimate and the best public policy debates happen when we can acknowledge the two or three values or objectives that we share that may be in conflict in any given debate, because it reminds us that we do have these shared values and objectives. So with all of that as extended prequel, as you all know that I am inclined to give, we now have the setup to talk about the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. I am the host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, where I try to bring you both legal analysis, economic analysis, and my personal take on the events of the day. I do this every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. And as best I can, given some of the material we've got to get through, I always want this to not just be about the very real news of the day, of which there is much, but also a great conversation with you and I and every single one of you listening. So join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you've got questions about the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 or about what, quote, mass deportations might look like, about the fact that, hey, people who had migrated here, who were trying to engage the legal process to ensure that their legal status here is confirmed, that they are going and abiding by our laws, that they had all of their appointments canceled because Donald Trump got rid of the app that lets people actually schedule those appointments. So when we come back, we're going to start with digging in on the Alien Enemies Act, why Donald Trump's invocation of it yesterday was so disturbing to me, and I believe lots of people who believe that we can do two things at one time in this country. We can secure our borders, make Americans as safe as we all deserve to be, and yet at the same time, respect our very fundamental values of civil rights and individual rights and the very basic concept of each individual human being deserving of dignity and respect. These are my American values. I hope you share in them. And this